Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 10th of August, and it's mostly cloudy and humid here in Auroville on 29 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast predicts for today mainly cloudy and considerable cloudiness over the night. Temperatures ranging from low 27 to high 34, with heat index on 41 degrees Celsius. Chance on precipitation is on 25%, winds from southwest at 15 km per hour with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 17%, and it will be new on Saturday 15. On Saturday 15 of August is India Independence Day, but not only that, it's also Sri Aurobindo's birthday. And here in Auroville we will have some celebrations, including bonfire at Matri Mandir with the collective meditation with the dawn fire at 5 a.m. The fire will be lit at 5:15, and we will listen to recording of Mother's words reading from Savitri book 11. Entrance would be only from second Banyan gate, and gates open at 4:30 a.m. Visitors are requested to either carry their aura card or collect personally free tokens available at the visitor center upstairs on the 13th and 14th between 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. But on Saturday itself, it would be also an evening program at 5:30 p.m. the Birth of Flame, with Russian singing bells resonating in the amphitheater. And for the occasion of Sri Aurobindo's birthday, under the direction of Arya Mani, on 16 and 17, which is Sunday and Monday, at 7 p.m. at Garden of Unity in Matri Mandir, we will see scenes from Sri Aurobindo's Savitri. Many experiments in the performing Savitri have taken place in Auroville through dance, recitation, music. This one is one more in the form of theater. They have tried to create an atmosphere that would evoke ancient times and spaces at the time when and where to perform was to touch the sacred. They considered the Unity Garden of the Matri Mandir as the most appropriate setting to help them in their search. Sri Aurobindo Savitri is a sacred revelation that they try again and again to penetrate and grow close to it. In this experiment, they have explored four moments of the poem: Ashwapati, invocation to Divine Mother, meeting of the two, Savitri and Satyavan, meeting with Narad, and dialogue with that. They have adapted the story to weave the scene together. Participants are Anandamai, Angad, Charu, Elke, Emmanuel, Otto, Shrimoy, with voices of Joy, Mita, Nishta. Music was done by Aurelian Holger, on lights Jean, on sound Ruben. Costumes are made by Angela and Carla, and support for language and more with Pala. Chanting would be Aravind, Bridget, Carla, Hermant, Isha, Jasmine, Manoj, Mira, Shakti. On Wednesday, we are invited to Bharat News for International Youth Day, 12th of August. With youth art, youth products, food, live music, live performances, bonfire, dance, drumming, an exhibition, live presentation, a youth link, open house, so much. Between 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. on different locations in Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone. This year, Youth Link was even registered to the United Nations Map of World's event, and this year's theme is Youth Civic Engagement. There would be a trip to Pondi on 15th of August, Darshan Day, with a bus starting from Matri Mandir at 3 p.m. following the usual route, coming back to Auroville at 6 p.m. The trip is restricted for those who are going for the Darshan, and tokens for Darshan will be registered today and tomorrow at Pitanga between 9 a.m. to 12:30 and between 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. And those who will register for tokens, they need to collect them on Thursday and Friday, the same timings at Pitanga. And this is a service for our audience and newcomers only. tomorrow between 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at Teacher Center in Sarre. The Teacher Center invites Orwell teachers and parents to conversation on integral education, and tomorrow it will be on Lilalock activity, because they are saying that nature's theater is a playground where I play with points, lines and shapes. To witness their birth, they learn to work with sacred tool, the compass, and discover the magic behind simple shapes. Anna will share her work and material and I'll show how to work with it. All developed material can be borrowed by the schools. On Friday 14 at 5:15 p.m., there will be a guided visit to Sacred Groves, because the Sacred Groves Housing Project is organizing a guiding visit to show the work they are doing. They are building three experimental prototype houses mainly made out of co-op to set new standards towards sustainable and affordable housing in Norway. And on Friday, from 5 to 7 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone, we are invited to inauguration of exhibition of School of Visual Arts from New York with Salkapa. And the title of the exhibition is Art Journey Exhibition. And Kripa is saying that it has been a dream for her for several years to bridge life and education during the decade in New York to Orwell. So this August, 6 graduate art therapy students from the School of Visual Arts in New York, along with one teacher and one administrator, are traveling all the way here for the rare opportunity to share and learn together. On Wednesday 9th of August at 3 p.m. at Laissez-Faire Café in Visitor Center, our Board of Services and Service Support Team invites to annual service gathering, which would be getting together to share about our Orwell services. And here's a note from 3rd All Orwell Singing Festival, which is saying that they are looking for musicians who could accompany some of their singers during the coming 3rd All Orwell Singing Festival that will probably take place on 10th and maybe also 11th of October. If you think you can help, kindly contact Shakti at orwell.org. And here's a plea from Paul, because he's saying that this year, on September, they will perform a new musical, which is called Miladacious, and has been written and composed here in Orwell. This time they have over 80 children involved, along with 20 adults on the stage and many more behind the scenes working on music, sets, costume, and etc. They have received generous funding for the actual production, but they have realized that they need a new keyboard for the orchestra. The cost of this is 40,000, and they are hoping that there are some people in the community who would be able to step forward and cover the cost of it. Once the production is finished, the keyboard will be donated to the transition school for the music room, so it will continue to inspire, train, and develop the kids for many years to come. If you are able to help with all or some of this, you are requested to transfer money at count to 51762. But if you need some more information, you can call Paul on 96268428. Today at 6:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, they will screen Sri Aurobindo's Life Divine. And this film brings close to us to Sri Aurobindo's educational time in England from his early age of 7, his educational and revolutionary work and the revolutionary movements in India, his spiritual experience and his time in jail, his release in 1999, after which Sri Aurobindo took refuge in Pondicherry in 1910. The film was made in 1993 and was done with the honor, aspiration and technique from this time. Cinema Paradiso. Tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen an Indian drama, Big, made in India 2013 by writer and director Nagaraj Manjula. Tomorrow we will see an Italian also drama, The Stolen Children, made in Italy in 1992 by director Gianno Amelio. And on Wednesday they will screen a cultural music documentary, The Imploring Beauty, made in Uzbekistan in 2010 by director Mesut and D. Martens. And from the words of the mother, volume 14, we read, "At each moment, may our attitude be such that the divine's will determines our choice, so that the divine may give the direction to all our life." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orwellradio.org.